Chapter 5. Traffic Laws and Regulations. General. You are required to obey all traffic laws when driving a vehicle upon a street or highway. Police officers. You must obey all lawful orders and directions of a police officer. Traffic signs and markings. You must operate your vehicle as indicated by traffic signs, signals, and pavement markings. Driving on right side of roadway. You must drive on the right half of the roadway. Vehicles going in opposite directions must pass each other on the right. On narrow roads, you must allow vehicles going in the opposite direction at least one half of the main traveled portion of the road. When moving slower than other traffic, you should drive in the extreme right lane. Driving on the left side of roadway. You may drive on the left half of the roadway when overtaking and passing a vehicle going in the same direction on a road that has two or three lanes of moving traffic and there is no traffic coming from the opposite direction. There is an obstruction in the roadway and oncoming vehicles are not using the left half of the road. Driving on a one-way street or road. You must not drive on the left half of the roadway when the road has four or more lanes for moving traffic unless otherwise directed by signs. Approaching the top of a hill or on a curve. Approaching within 100 feet, 30.5 meters, of or passing through an intersection or railroad crossing. Approaching within 100 feet, 30.5 meters, of a bridge or tunnel and you are unable to see vehicles coming from the opposite direction. Passing on the right. You may pass to the right of another vehicle. When the vehicle you are passing is about to make a left turn, but you may not drive your vehicle off the pavement or main traveled portion of the roadway to pass. On a paved street or highway with two or more lanes marked for traffic in each direction. On a one-way street with two or more lanes marked for traffic. One-way roadways. You must drive only in the direction indicated by the posted traffic signs. Driving on roadways marked with traffic lanes. When the street or road is marked with traffic lanes, you must drive entirely within the marked lane and do not change lanes until you have checked that the change can be made safely. Drive in the proper lane as indicated by signs or pavement markings. Following too closely. When following another vehicle, you must not follow closer than is reasonable and prudent for the speed, traffic, road and weather conditions. When towing another vehicle, leave enough space ahead of your vehicle to allow an overtaking vehicle to occupy the space safely. Driving on divided highways. When a highway is divided by a barrier or an unpaved space, you must not drive across or through the barrier or space except where an opening or paved surface is provided and signs do not prohibit it. Required signals. When slowing down, turning or changing lanes, you must signal to let others know what you plan to do. You must signal every time, even when there are no other vehicles in sight. Signals must be given for at least 100 feet, 30.5 meters, before you change lanes, turn or stop. This is about 5 car lengths. It is advisable to signal for a greater distance when driving at higher speeds. Hand signals must be used when the vehicle turn signals are not operating. Signaling does not give you the right to make the indicted maneuver. You must check to ensure that it can be safely completed without interfering with other traffic. Do not rest your foot on the brake pedal when you are not braking to avoid giving following drivers a false stop lamp signal. Railroad crossings. You must stop your vehicle not less than 15 feet, 4.6 meters, from the nearest rail when an installed electric or mechanical signal is giving warning of an approaching train. A crossing gate is lowered, or a flagman is signaling the approach of a train. A train approaching within 1,500 feet, 460 meters, gives audible warning of its approach. Or when the approaching train is visible and so close as to constitute a hazard. Speed restrictions. Excessive speed for conditions is the major cause of most crashes. Basic law. You must not drive at a speed that is greater than is reasonable and prudent. You must drive at a safe appropriate speed depending on the area in which you are driving, the type and condition of the road traffic, the presence of pedestrians, the weather, and light conditions. Speed limits. You must not drive at a speed that is greater than the posted maximum limit. You must not drive at a speed that is less than the posted minimum speed limit. You must not drive so slowly that you hold back other traffic. If you cannot keep up with traffic, pull off the roadway and let other traffic pass or change to another route. If you drive more slowly than traffic on a multi-lane road, drive in the right-hand lane so others can pass you on your left side. You must not engage in any race, speed contest, or speed exhibition of any kind on a public street or highway. Speed limits are indicated by posted signs. Reduced speed limits are required in the following areas: on streets near schools and playgrounds and at locations marked with a school crossing sign when children are present; on streets in residential or business areas. Parking. Many times it is difficult to find a parking place. When parking your vehicle, you should be considerate of others. Parking in a prohibited place can be an inconvenient and costly experience. Parking is prohibited in the following locations: at any place where your vehicle is hazardous to other traffic on the roadway, your vehicle will be towed away; on a sidewalk or sidewalk area; in front of or so close to a public or private driveway that your vehicle interferes with the use of the driveway; within or so close to an intersection that your vehicle interferes with traffic; in front of or so close to a fire hydrant that your vehicle could interfere with the use of the hydrant; on or so close to a crosswalk that your vehicle blocks other drivers' view of pedestrians; at any place during the times when official signs or markings prohibit standing or parking; on a bridge, elevated structure, or within a tunnel; on the roadway side of another car stopped at the edge of the road, double parking, whether you remain in the vehicle or not; more than 12 inches, 30 centimeters, from the curb; in a passenger or freight loading zone; at any place where less than 10 feet, 3 meters, of the width of the street remains for the free movement of traffic; on any public road to repair, except emergency, wash, or display any vehicle for sale; when your vehicle extends outside of a marked parking space except when your vehicle is larger than the marked space; on a public street or highway for a continuous period of more than 24 hours. Parking in a prohibited place can be an inconvenient and costly experience. Parking is prohibited in the following locations: in a space identified by the International Symbol for Accessibility, unless you display the placard or license plate issued to the disabled person being transported in the vehicle; in an access aisle next to an accessible parking space. The access aisle must be kept clear to allow for the deployment of a wheelchair lift, ramp, and other mobility assistance devices. Tow-away zones. You must not park or stop your vehicle, even momentarily except when blocked by other traffic, at any place during the hours stated on official signs which indicate that a tow-away regulation is in effect. The police will have your vehicle towed away. If your vehicle is towed away, contact the police for recovery information. Interference with driver. Driving with more than three persons in the front seat of your vehicle may constitute interference with the driver. Such interference is prohibited. Unattended motor vehicle. When you leave your vehicle unattended, you must stop the engine, lock the ignition and remove the ignition key, set the parking brake, and when the vehicle is on a grade, turn the wheels toward the curb. Emergency vehicles. When you hear the warning signal, siren, bell or horn, or see the warning lamps, flashing red or blue, of an emergency vehicle, you must provide a clear path for the emergency vehicle and stop. Don't panic and jam on the brakes. The following steps indicate the procedure. Reduce your speed. Determine the location and direction of the emergency vehicle. Move your vehicle out of the path of the emergency vehicle. If the emergency vehicle is directly behind your vehicle when you are in heavy traffic, keep moving slowly until you can get out of the way. If you approach a stopped emergency vehicle with its lights flashing, slow down or stop as appropriate for the situation. Move away so there is an empty traffic lane separating you and the emergency vehicle, if possible and safe to do so. Funeral processions and convoys. Funeral processions and convoys have the right of way at intersections. Vehicles in a convoy or procession will usually use headlamps for identification. The first and last vehicles will usually have a distinctive marking. You should not drive your vehicle between the vehicles in a funeral procession. Slow-moving vehicle emblem. This highly reflective 18-inch, 46-centimeters, triangular emblem is required to be displayed on the rear of vehicles designed to operate at speeds of 25 miles per hour, 40 kilometers per hour, or less. When you see this emblem, reduce speed and approach cautiously.